Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm Dave Foster. Each week, we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community, sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Today's focus is the Business 50 Rehabilitation Project getting underway. This past week, the City of Washington and contracted engineers hosted a business owner coordination meeting to give business owners along the roadway a look at what's going to happen in the five-year-plus project. The meeting was held at Eastside Park at the Community Building, and we're going to play a portion of that meeting on today's Focus on the Community. The first voice you'll hear is Washington Mayor Joe Wellman giving a brief history of how the city ended up with ownership of the road, and then you'll hear VS Engineering Project Manager Nick John described the three phases of the construction, which will last from now through about 2025.
Since the state of Indiana built the 50 bypass around the south end of Washington, they've been wanting to give Old 50 or Business 50 or National Highway, it goes by a bunch of different names, to the city to take over and maintain. And it's fair to say, I guess, that we were never able to get together on the money part of it, because I'm the fourth mayor that said, we're not going to take it in the condition it's in. Well, it's been 25 years of continued deterioration, although NDOT has done some work, and we'll give credit for that. Laura Phillippe is here with NDOT, and they have been very good to work with through this process the last year. At the beginning of the second term I had, the council and I had a big discussion about, hey, we know 50 is in bad shape, we know the city can't afford to fix it up, but it is still a major artery of the city. I mean, it's still a heavily traveled roadway for our citizens. In fact, parts of it are the heaviest traveled roadway in the county, Davis County. So we got with NDOT, did a lot of discussions back and forth and back and forth, probably over a period of, well, probably not 10 or 12 months, I don't know, a long time anyways. But we finally were able to get an agreement put together earlier this year, January or February. And the city has engaged a couple of consulting engineering firms to help us put this all together, primarily VS Engineering, a very well-respected, well-known engineering firm that has done a lot of highway work and city street work around the state of Indiana and beyond. Midwestern Engineers, many of you know, out of Lagodi, many other folks live here in Washington and in Davis County, are working on the utility piece of it. And then VS has a few other assistants on the thing, but primarily VS Engineering is heading this up. Their engineer, Nick John, who heads up their Evansville office, has been a huge help, and he and I have almost got bonded side to side through this project almost, but it's been a great project. Unfortunately, it's going to take a while to get it done, and Nick's going to talk about that, kind of the time frame this evening and what sections are going to get done when. The majority of the money to do the surface work, the curbs, the road, the streets, the sidewalks, we're splitting the cost with NDOT, and they're putting in the majority of that money. About 85-87%. And then the city also has gone in. The council was, well, we're tearing the dang thing up, let's not pave it and then have to replace sewer and water. So Don Spillman, who is kind of our unofficial historian, says the water and sewer lines primarily were put in when the road was built. The road was built as a WPA project. So we've decided the water and sewer lines are 80 or 90 years old, so it's time to replace them regardless of whether we took over the highway or not. So with that as a prelude, I'm going to turn it over to Nick. He's got some presentation here, and open to answering any questions, and I'll turn it over to Ned.
Okay, thank you for being here. So the purpose of tonight's meeting is to get some of the basic information out to mainly property and business owners that are within the corridor, so you kind of start understanding basic time frames, what the roadway is going to look like, what all the projects entail, and also what we're thinking from a maintenance of traffic perspective throughout the corridor. Right now, we're in various states of design, 15 to 30, 40% on the roadway, depending on where we're at in the section, and utilities are ahead of that because they're one of the earlier packages. But the goal then is because how traffic is maintained, how your businesses operate, they kind of go hand in hand, and then ultimately we have to set up the final roadway design based on how traffic is maintained throughout the corridor. So the hope is that then after the meeting, if you want to come up and talk to myself, Mitch Ferguson, Raymond Nurples with BS, and even Richard, and give an understanding or tell us how your property operates, we'll take those, write it down, and make sure we're incorporating that into the project design, and then we'll come back here in a couple months from now, and you'll see a little bit more, and then there's a whole other process of public engagement that goes with federally funded projects where you'll see even more and have opportunities to comment on the record and things of that nature. But we are still very early in the design process, and the goal here is to solicit input from you all so that we can incorporate into that into design at an early stage of the game so that we're not recreating the wheel later on. Maybe it's a little bit too late in the process. So thank you for coming out and listening to us tonight. So a little bit, what we want to talk about are the corridor limits, how do we get here, which Mayor Wellman kind of alluded to, what the roadway transfer agreement is, project limits and details, question and answer, and then ultimately follow with an open house where you can come and talk to a project representative about individual lives concerns. So Business 50 is more than just in Washington. Obviously, it goes from Gateway Drive or Lieutenant Tony Jones Drive all the way out to Maysville. We are only talking about the section of the roadway that is within Washington city limits. So basically, from the roundabout on the east side to roughly Southwest 11th Street on the west side. So how do we get to the point that we are today? Well, it really started, and I don't know if you touched on this or not, but there were some visioning sessions also with folks that had properties along the corridor. What do you want to see it be? What is the outcome that you want? Do you want a mill and fill type approach, or do you want to see improved pedestrian access and drainage and some of these other things that ultimately, some of the things that you see in the renderings and some of the typical sections that you'll see this evening were the outcome of that, albeit tweak now that we have real-world survey data. So then once we went through that process in 2017, there was multiple rounds of technical analysis, costing, things of that, between NDOT's engineers, utility engineers, Midwestern's, our folks, and we ultimately determined what was technically feasible and how much might this all cost. NDOT ultimately then made an offer to the city of Washington to take over the roadway. That went round and round for a solid year until we came to an agreement that was amicable to numerous folks. And then ultimately in early 2019, the transfer agreement was reached and the roadway became the city of Washington's. So what is in the roadway transfer agreement? Long and short of it is the city of Washington assumed ownership of Business 50s and all the operations and maintenance responsibilities that go with it. In return, NDOT provided approximately $15.4 million in funding to improve the roadway. That's unrestricted cash of $1.5 million that could be used for roadway improvements, as well as the fact that it has to be operated and maintained. Potholes have to be fixed from the time that Washington assumed ownership to the point that the roadway improvements are done. There was also federal toll credits, which is a way that they can be applied for matching funds to leverage additional federal funds for NDOT. That was a shade below $3 billion, and ultimately NDOT provided federal funds to fix up a certain section of Business 50 in the amount of $11.1 million through their LPA program. So that's basically what NDOT provided in return. They also agreed to some other items, for example, some snow plowing through last winter. They did the winter damage project where you saw that they brought the milling machines and took care of some of the worst spots. We worked with them to make sure that areas that we were going to start replacing in utilities, they didn't spend a lot of money, they spent money in areas that we're going to have to remain as is longer, things of that nature. So roadway project number one. Essentially, this project is from the West City limits, from 11th Street to Southeast 3rd Street. Roadway project number two is from Southeast 3rd Street to roughly State Street, or just past State Street. And roadway project number three is from State Street to Lieutenant Jones Drive. And then utility replacements are essentially will happen in two projects, but it will be from essentially Maysville Road to the roundabout, but there isn't a whole lot going on between State Street and the roundabout. We were able to determine that a lot of those utilities were good or weren't in conflict, and were able to save some dollars there. So roadway project number one, Western City Limits of Southeast 3rd Street. What does this scope entail? Basically, we're going to maintain the existing roadway configuration through that particular stretch of roadway. Existing roadway splits are going to be maintained. Lane configurations are going to be maintained. What you will get is new curbing, curb exposures, you know, through repeated millings, you see curb exposures of 1 to 2 inches. They'll be reestablished. New sidewalks will be put in place. We'll clean up some of the access issues, do some spot drainage improvements, add potentially a traffic signal at Meridian Street, although options are being looked at there to make sure that are to return cross traffic across Meridian Street. So there's a number of improvements that are going on there, but essentially the existing configuration will be maintained. As far as utilities go, there will also be new lighting added throughout that stretch of roadway as well. As far as utility scope of work, before the roadway improvements occur, the water mains will be replaced. They're end-of-life assets. There's no better time or cheaper time to replace them in conjunction with the roadway project, because there's all sorts of different things that you can do to save money by combining the two. And sanitary sewers will either be lined or replaced through the project, whether they cross or if they're longitudinal, such that hopefully we can avoid having to go and dig up the City of Washington's investment a year and a half later to address some utility issue. As far as schedule goes, right now the roadway portion is under design. The goal is to have a spring 2020 bid opening, and that basically coincides with NDOT's a potential application to Community Crossings matching grant fund. If we're successful, then the schedule is based off of that. But that is a competitive program, so those funds are set. Certainly, either way, this project will go forward. Utility design is nearing completion right now. The goal is to get the utility package out late this year and started early next year, so that the utilities are out ahead of the roadway, and then the roadway will come and start buttoning things up and cleaning things up once the utility crews are finished. Water construction, Richard, you can correct me if I'm wrong, basically winter of 2019, depending on when the contractor would decide to mobilize, to somewhere to spring, summer 2020, probably a little bit of overlap with the roadway contractor starting in spring of 2020 and finishing up later that year.
You're listening to Focus on the Community, and today we're bringing you the audio of this past Wednesday's Business Owner Coordination Meeting on the Business 50 Rehabilitation Project, the meeting held at Eastside Park in Washington. The voice you're listening to is VS Engineering's Project Manager, Nick John, and we'll get back to him talking about the Project 2 stage of the reconstruction of the road.
So what does a typical section look like? We talked a little bit about that. I would say the one note is from 11th Street to roughly 7th, where the sidewalk section starts. That will be a mill and fill type rehabilitation. We won't be adding new sidewalks out to 11th Street as part of the process. We'll be refreshing or rehabilitating in kind of what's already there. So this is about what you would expect. And I would add that a lot of the steps and things of that nature that you see out there today will be gone, and the sidewalks will be fully ADA compliant as well. So how is traffic going to be maintained? We have a project very similar to this.
this going on in the city of Evansville right now, so this particular typical section is pretty tried and true. We'll basically maintain two lanes in each direction, fix the sidewalk and curb on one side, then we'll flip to the other side of the road and do the sidewalk and curbing on that side of the road, and then ultimately the contractor will come through and mill and resurface the entire roadway. Now I'll add that this is much more than an inch and a half mill and fill in this particular section. We're going down 3.5 to 4 inches, or we'll expose some of the base material if we find bad spots. There's also money in the budget to go through and dig those worst spots out and patch them to make sure they don't show themselves 2-3 years after the project is over. So that's included in this particular section as well. So roadway project two, this is a significantly larger project, and this is from Southeast 3rd Street to State Street, and this is complete reconstruction. All of the pavement will be removed and replaced in its entirety. The sub base is shot, there's issues with some soils and some other things in that area, so that is what's going on there. Where there is no curb and gutter now, there will be curb and gutter. You'll see curb and gutter all the way through. Drainage will be addressed. There'll be sidewalks added on the south side of the roadway and a multi-use pathway added to the north side of the roadway. There'll be lighting that will be placed throughout that section of the project, and that lighting will match what's already out on Gateway Drive, just to give you an idea of what that'll look like. And then we'll have new traffic signals installed at the various intersections as well, so that they can accommodate the new roadway configuration. Another part of this from the utility side of things is similar to what's happening on the west end. Utilities, water mains will be replaced throughout the project limits. There'll be sanitary rehabilitation as well, and then there will also be overhead electric lines and communications facilities will be taken underground. So you'll no longer have some of that stuff overhead, and I know we're already talking to some of the communications companies that have made some announcements that they're coming to Washington to work with them so they can include a conduit in the project so that they can come through and have the ability to pull additional facilities through as well. So as far as this one goes, schedule is much longer. This project has federal funds in it. The other one does not, so that means things just take longer. For better or for worse, that's kind of the way it goes. We are scheduled to submit stage one design on this section at the basically in November, end of November of this year, and stage one is roughly 30%. And at that point, we start kicking off the environmental process, although some of that's been ongoing already with historic resources, Mason's root beer stand for one, things of that nature. And then we keep moving through the design process. If ultimately construction funds are scheduled, are available to construct this project in fiscal year 23, and we will end up having a spring 23 letting, which is essentially when the bids are open. Hopefully 30 days later, they get notice to proceed, and then construction starts thereafter. So this one is quite a ways off, but that doesn't mean there isn't plenty to do in this particular area. Utility design will also commence with that. I have a list that's to be determined, because ultimately we haven't decided whether this will be a precursor project or whether we will do what we call in-contract utility replacements and incorporate Richards Designs into the roadway contract and have the same contractor do it all at once. So there's a lot of things that have to be figured out there, but right now the initial focus is getting the west end items out the door. Regardless, this is a significant enough project that this is probably a two construction season contract, so I would call it spring of 23 to probably fall of 24 that this particular roadway is under construction. We can get it shorter than that using line stabilization and different methods versus other types of construction, then we certainly will. But the fact of the matter is we also have to maintain traffic to all the businesses through here. So in this particular case, that means a phase construction, which just takes a little bit longer. So kind of basic typical section. Southeast 3rd to 257, we all know, or just past 257, just past Masons, it's tighter. So things are going to be a little bit narrower there in order to make it work, although we're meeting all applicable design criteria for the roadway and actually using enhanced design criteria of 4R, which is a higher level than what we would call 3R in our industry because it is complete reconstruction. So there will be room for trucks to move, things of that nature. And we were very careful, thanks to Brandon, that we did not compound minimums across the typical section to make sure that, you know, you didn't do minimum lane widths, then minimum turn lane widths, and then minimum curb offset. We kind of spread the minimums with desirables and things of that nature so that minimums weren't compounded, and that ultimately results in a nicer corridor. 257 State Street, things all pretty much go out to desirable because there's just more room to work with. The bumper strips will be a little bit wider, or they can be, to accommodate utility relocations and future utility maintenance. These are some of the things that we'll start working with Richard and the various utilities on as we move into later stages of design. Now, here's the tricky part. Originally, when we looked at means of traffic, we knew we were going to have problems from 3rd to 257. A common approach on a situation like this, what's going to happen in Evansville with Walnut Street, which is a very similar project where we're reconstructing from downtown Evansville all the way to Van Avenue. If you're familiar with Evansville, we're going to shut it down, Walnut Street down in segments, and then have people access their properties from side roads and alleyways and things of that nature. In this particular case, as we started looking at it, that will be available to those alternate means of access will be available to probably 85% to 90% of the properties within the corridor, but there are a few outliers that just simply won't have access, and the contractor would require to maintain temporary access while the roadway is under construction. That can be done, but that adds time to construction and also adds cost. So we started looking at it and came up with, we'll basically maintain at a minimum one lane eastbound through all construction. It just changes what side of the road it is, and why eastbound is because emergency services come from west of 57 and they can still go out east. So there's a number of things here, but we also will work with dispatch and things like that for the same manner. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge. The other thing is just to shut it down and there is no access either way. So those are really your two options in this particular situation. Now, again, there's a lot of details here that have to be worked out. We are scratching the surface of the design, and means of traffic considerations dictate how we situate the final roadway in the right-of-way. So that's, you know, what we're here to talk about tonight. So roadway project number 3, this project scope is actually pretty minimal. It's basically resurfacing mill and fill, although there is a passing blister for eastbound Business 50 being added at Park Street. This particular project is going to start construction here in probably the next month and be finished this year. So that's really, there's no real utility involvement or anything like that, although you may see veterans doing some advanced service relocations out in front of where the passing blister will be.
That's going to wrap up today's Focus on the Community. You just heard about the 3 phases of the Business 50 Rehabilitation Project explained by VS Engineering's project manager, Nick John. That's from this past week's Business Owner Coordination Meeting held in Washington. There will be a similar meeting October 16th for the general public. Any business owner, meanwhile, who has questions or concerns about the project is welcome to contact Nick John. His number is 812-401-0303, or you can call the mayor's office in Washington. They'll help you get to the person who can answer your questions. We will have an unedited edited version of this program that does include some question and answer sessions. Also on our features page, when you click on the Focus on the Community program on our website at WAMWAMFM.com. Focus on the Community, sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30 on Four Star Country of the General on 95.9 FM, 101.3 FM, and AM 1580. You can also again listen or download a copy of today's program and past shows on the website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dave Foster for Focus on the Community on WAMW.